You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
We'll try a little bit to talk about the Avodah of Chodesh Adar. In Mashah, in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in Chidush HaGadol, the Mashah says that Chodesh Adar is shaykh to Yosef HaTzadik. For that reason, Chodesh Adar can be 2 months because Yosef has 2 Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. The same says in Kedushas Levi and in other Svarim HaGadoshim. So we will try to take one nekuda and try to explain how the Avodah of Adar has a kesher to the Avodah of Yosef HaTzadik. We know that Svarim HaKadoshim bring from Chazal a Tanchuma is the Makar Ki Yod Al Keis Ka. Then Amalek is a ma'akev on the gilui of the Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning that the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei does not completely nizgala, only the Ka is nizgala and the Vav Kei we do not see. And the same is true with the Kisei, is only a case and not an Aleph. So it's missing an Aleph and a Vav and a Hey, as the Mashah says, that's the Kavana, Iva, the Moshe of Loi. Iva is the Aleph of Kisei and the Vav Kei of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's very easy to say over such words, but we all realize that we don't understand what we're talking about, because Kaviyachol, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Shem Avaya, is the Shem Etzem. And we don't understand how Amalek could even have an agia to chepe the Shem Avaya. What does it mean that the Vovke is not Nezgala? How do we understand it? And how do we have a shtikl tfisa to take it down to our world? We'll say over something that we said over years ago. We spoke about it this past Shabbos. We'll try to bring it out in the clearest that we can. There's a sefer called Berchas Teif. A sefer that's not benimtze, a sefer from the father of Rab Tovia Aroifer. And in this sefer there's a goyis from Rab Tovia Aroifer also, a kadmendike sefer. In Parshas Vayikra, he brings Dvarim Nifloim Admiyoid to explain a posik in Yecheskel, Kapitel Chof Aleph. The posik in Yecheskel says, Iva, Iva, Iva Asimeno. 3 times the word Iva, and Iva, Iva, Iva Asimena. Rashi says Iva is a lashon of shmama, a lashon of emptiness, and the Berchas Teiv wants to explain why it says 3 times Iva, what the explanation is, what the meaning is. And his son in this Agah says he wants to offer his own Havana in the Nekuda, how we understand Iva, Iva, Iva. And he says, Dvarim Niflaim B'Yosef. He says, and I will explain it in my own words, that we should be able to have a tfisa on what he says. He says, we should realize that Machusa Derekia is Ke'en Machusa Da'ara. In a Machusa Da'ara, when a Melech goes out, he doesn't go out B'Yechidus. A Melech goes out with a whole entourage, he has a special army that goes with him, special soldiers, special shmira. So Kavi Yochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Nizgala. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Nizgala to the world in his language, together with Tzva'os, together with a Tzva. What is the Tzva that the Eibish, the Kavi Yochel, is Nizgala with? So he teaches us a new Havana in all of Aleph Beis, which is the following. Let's go on a very simple level. We'll take the Ois Gimel. The Gimel in our Hasagah is a gimel. In the numerical value, it's 3. He tells us there's something called a mispar akadmi. Mispar akadmi means that I take the aleph and the beis and I include it in the gimel, because the gimel really includes all the letters that are till there. The makar that there is such a thing as a mispar akadmi, the Ramak in Paradis Rimeinim has even a chart of all the mispar akadmis and talks about mispar akadmi in a big ariches. But he tells us a very dova pashut. Mispar akadmi means the following, that when the Rebbeinu Shalom is megala himself to the world, so together with the Yud comes with of the Shem Havayah, the Aleph and the Beis and the Gimel and the Dalet, that's Kaviyochol, the Tzova that's coming with. So he says, if so, let's look at the Aleph Beis, at the Shem Havayah in a new light. Let's look at the Shem Havayah that the Yud has 9 soldiers with it. I'm using the word soldiers in a borrowed sense. 9 Oisiyas that are coming with as the Tzova. So too the Hey, so too the Vav. Everyone comes with its Oisiyas. Zakter Adovar Nifla, Avada the Vav Kef and the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, Chas Mila Haskir is Gechepet. But the Tzova of the Vav Kef is Gechepet. That's not Nesgala. To understand what the Oimek Adovar is a Poshet to Oimek. The Tzova is the Kvod Hashem. This galus of Kvod Shamayim on this world is what Amalek is Ma'akev. So if he's Ma'akev, the misgalus of Kvod Shamayim, where do you look at the Ikuv? You look at the Ikuv that the Tzova of the Vavke does not come out onto the world. Half love of Hela. Zakhtar, let's take and look at the numbers. He says, a Yud comes with the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Chestes, and a Yud is 55. That's easy to figure out. A Hei is 15. The Vavke doesn't have it. That's Nekuda Aleph, Nekuda Beis. The Shem Havayah has to be Nisgala in 3 Nekudas, in Hoya, Hoyve, and Yeh. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech. That means in Be'etzem, the Taich of Shem Havayah, as we know from Shulchan Aruch, is Hoya, Hoyve, and Yeh. And it has to be Nizgala in Hoya, Hoyve, and Yeh. So we have 3 Shem Havayahs that have to be Nizgala in the world. And they are Hoya, Hoyve, and Yeh. Now Re'ei Dova Pele, Zakte Biches Teif. If so, each Shem Havayah, the Yud-Kei is 70. The Vav-Kei is by itself. Eva, Eva, Eva. There are 3 Tviyos on the world because of the 3 Evas that are missing. The Isgalus, because Amalek is not letting it become Nisgala. So that's Taich. Eva is 1 Shem Havayah that has the Ayin and a Vav Kei. Eva, another Shem Havayah and another Shem Havayah. That's the Tviya of the Novi in Yecheskel. Dvarim Niflaim Admiyot. Mamish Adava Nifla. Zakhtar, if so, what is missing in the Vav Kei? What is missing in the Vav Kei? The Vav is missing and the Hay is missing. The Hay is missing Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, which is 10. And the Vavke is missing 15. So it's missing 25 in each Shem. That's as much as I will say over what it says there. He has an Arichus Gadol, Dvarim Niflaim Admiyot. So in other words, we realize that what's Amalek covering? He's covering a Gilui of a Tzava of the Vavke, which is represented in the number of 25. We can work on it 2 different ways. I will use it both the same as we go along. This is the Agdama. If we realize this Agdama, we realize that we have to know with what we fight Amalek and what is our koyach to be loichim keneged Amalek. Chodesh Adar is miyuchid for Binyan HaMikdash. The Chiddush Arim says that the word Adar is built on a Medrash in this week's parasha. The Medrash says in this week's parasha, just to say over a kitzur of the Medrash. The Eibishter says, wherever you are, aseli kita in echad ve'eder b'neichem. The Eibishter wants kaviyachol adira b'tachtoinim. Zok dechdusherim, the word other is built on eder b'neichem. The word other is built on making a dira for the Ribbono Shel'olam on this world. The Maranayim in the first piece of Pashas Truma talks about other. He says, aleph dor. The Eibishter who is aleph should be dor in tachtoinim. That's also on the same sense that the Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh miyuchid for his galus of the Ribbono Shel'olam tachtoinim. In other words, Chodesh Adar is the simcha of Chodesh Adar. Is because it's miyuchid for Binyan HaMikdash. The Sasemis points out Edovar Nifla. The Gemara says in Masechtes Tainis, Kishem Shenichnas Ov Memayetem B'Simcha. What's the Kishem? Why do I have to start in the Mishnichnas Adar with the Kishem Mishnichnas Ov? Let's start straight Mishnichnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha. Zakhtis Sasemis, no. Because it's Taki Kishem, because they are connected one to another. Ov is Churban HaMikdash, and other is Binyan HaMikdash. So the two are connected, they have a Kishem. That's the Nekuda of the Sasemis. So we realize that Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh for Binyan HaMikdash. The Heilige Goyin in Biurei Agodos Anshas, at the last piece in the Biurim, says Edovar Nifla Admiyot. Churban HaMikdash, we know, was because of Sinas Chinam. That was Churban HaMikdash. What means Sinas Chinam? What is the goyim of Sinas Chinam? Shteitin goyin achidish nifla. The goyin says that the goyim for Sinas Chinam is the lack of bitochen in the Eibishter. A person who lives with bitochen has no kina. And the minute there's no kina, there's no sinna. So the Goyim says, Kina is the Goyim for Sinna. And if there is no Bitochain, there is no reason to have Kina. Because a person that has Bitochain, there is no Kina for another person. So he says that the Be'etzem, if one wants to know what Churban Mikdash Sheni was, lack of Bitochain. Hazeshtait Neheilige Goyim. And he says, Amuri the Kezach, that that's why Mikdash Sheni Rishain was Be'etzem not as long the Golos. Because they were boitchim b'Hashem. Mashenke in the Mikdashani was missing bitochin. That's what it says in Goyim. So we realize that the shoyrish of Churban HaMikdash is lack of bitochin. So from this Goyim I understand that the avoida in Chodesh Adar is bitochin b'Hashem. If the avoida of Chodesh Adar is the opposite of Av, and the avodah of Chodesh Adar is to bring back the Ribbono Shel Olam and to bring back the Shechinah b'tachtonim and to bring a Beis HaMikdash. If Churban comes, the Kishem is because of lack of bitachon, is the way to bring back and to be oiker sinas chinam is through bitachon b'Hashem. So we gain from this goyin that the avodah of Adar is the avoid of bitachin. With that, we have a new asaga of Mishenichnes Adar Marben B'Simcha. In Chayves Halvavos, and a lot more barichus in Erchis Tzadikim in Shara Simcha, is mevuyer that bitachin is the only thing that can bring a person to Idei Simcha. Because Daiga and Simcha are two opposites. And a person that lives with daiga, that stirs his simcha. And therefore, when a person is b'teach b'Hashem, and he relies on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he knows that nothing is missing, and everything is the Eibishter, then he's able to be b'simcha. We can go even a step further. The Maral teaches us, simcha comes from shleimus. When something is chasar, it's not b'simcha. When something has shleimus, shleimus brings simcha. If shleimus brings simcha, then we realize, how does a person have shleimus? A person is one piece of chasarin. And especially if he thinks that he's missing, he's taka a chasar. How does a person get shleimus? If he has bitochin b'Hashem, and he's completely betach b'Hashem, he's dovuk in the Eibishter, because that is the touch of the shoresh of bitochin, is taka the word toch, which is dveikus, and the etzem bitochin makes him ois chasar, because he has everything. So that's why he's able to be besimcha. That's the nekuda of simcha. If so, mishenichnas odor marvim besimcha is directly connected with the fact that avoidis odor is the avoid of bitochin. From the bitochin that odor has in it, that's how we are able to get marvim besimcha. So the two things are directly connected. So we realize that avoidis odor is simcha. The avoid of Mechias Amalek is Taked Avoid of Bitochin. Where do we find an Inyan of Amalek? In Amalek we find that it says in the Torah, Klal Yisrael was Ayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Oyin. Rashi says, what's the moshul of Rashi? That a person was, a child was being carried by his father, and he says, who gives me to eat? And the father throws him down. That means, if you learn the Rashi right, and as Mefarshim teach us to learn the Rashi, that means the lack of Bitochim Bashem and the lack of realizing that everything comes from the Eibishter is what brings the Anhaga of Amalek. In our Gedalio is Muzber Bariches Godel. Amalek is the Anhaga of Mikre. Why do you have an Anhaga of Mikre? As the Rambam writes, and as it says the Pasuk B'chukosai, Im Teichu Imi Bekeri, meaning, as much as a person doesn't have bitachin and he believes in the mikra of the world, that's how much Amalek, who is the bala mikra, who is the one who comes when you act mikra, that's when Amalek has a shalita. So how is one be able to overcome Amalek and be able to be moich Amalek? Daiko through bitachin. That's why Mechias Amalek comes with the midah of Bitochin, because Bitochin is the opposite of Mikra. Bitochin is realizing that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam and everything is the Eibishter. That's the Nukuda. That's the Nukuda. I want to go away for a second, maybe to expand the Nukuda a little bit more. In Beis Yosef brings from Shibolei Aleket, then in the last capital in Tilim, there are 12 times Aluka, 12 times Halel. Koila Neshama Ta'aluka Aluka is, we say, a Kefel, because that's the two others. As I state in Beis Yosef in Hilchus Rish Chodesh, B'Shem D'Shibayle Leket. We realize from this Beis Yosef that the Avoida of Chodesh Adar has to do with Hallel to the Eibishter. In Nishmas, we say, Hein, Hein, Yoidu, V'Yevarchu. If you daven today in a Siddur that has the Shemus of the Chodesh, the Shem of Chodesh Adar is Hei, Hei, Yud, Vav. Rashi Tevis, Hein, Heim, Yoidu, V'Yevarchu. That's the Shem for Chodesh Adar. It stems with the Beis Yosef that the Shem of, that the avoid of Adar is Koila Neshama Ta'aluka. Where does this come in? A person can give Haidah when it's going good for him, is Nishka Kunsti giving Haidah. The only way a person can be constantly a Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only with Midas HaBitachin. Because if he doesn't have Midas HaBitachin, then when something doesn't look the way it should be, it's impossible for him to be Moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it to be Mekayim Koila Neshama Ta'aluka, and to be Mekayim Hein Heim Yoidu V'Yevaruch Hu on a constant basis, that's only Shaykh with Midas HaBitachin. That's why the Hein Heim Yoidu V'Yevaruch Hu had a direct kesher to Chodesh Adar. But listen to a Shef Atal. Shef Atal is a Sefer on Kabbalah from a grandfather of the Shla. And in the Akdama to the Sefer, which is called Ben Meir Shana, he writes Dvarim that we could understand. Dvarim that are easy for us to understand. How many times in the Aleph Beis can you put together the Shem Yudke And how many times in the Aleph Beis can you put together the Shem Vavke? Listen, the Pashat Techeshman, an Aleph and a Yud is 11. A Tes and a Beis is 11. A Ches and a Gimel is 11. A Ches and a Gimel is 11. A Dalet and a Zayin is 11. And a Hey and a Vav is 11. So I have 5 Vavkes in the Aleph Beis. I only have 3 Yudkes in the Aleph Beis. A Yud and a Hey, a Zayin and a Ches, and a Tes and a Vav. Three times Yudke is Heim. 5 times Vovke is Hein. Hein, Heim, Yoidu, Zogt Shefa Tal, means Shleimus of Yudke Vovke. Hein, Heim. Hein is the 5 times Vovke. Heim is the 3 times Yudke, which together are 100, which that's what he talks about there, about the number 100, which is the Shleimus. But a koponim, Hein, Heim, are a proof of his galus of the Shemavaye b'Shleimus. So it lies in these words of the Rosh HaTevis, that is the Shem of Chedesh Adar, that's how we are Megala, the complete Shemavaye. Even the Vavke becomes Nizgala. How? With through the Avodah of Aydah to the Eivishter, and through that Aydah, that is a constant Aydah, even in a matziv of the opposite of what looks like we have what to be made, which comes from Midas HaBitachon. So that's another nekuda in bringing out that Shleimus HaAvaya, Shleimus is Galus Elikus, comes from the nekuda of Bitachon. Let us go back now to the Birchas Toiv that we started with. What did the Birchas Toiv teach us? That Vovke Be'etem is Nizgala. Eva, we're missing in the Vavke. How much are we missing in the Vavke? We said 25. How much are we missing in the 3 Yudke Vavkes? 75. Begematria Betochen. If you want to know how you put back the Tzva, how we put back that Tzva that's missing in the Vavke, what's missing in this Galus of the Vavke, that the Novi tells us, Eva, 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 where do we put it back? With which koyach? With the koyach of Midas HaBitachon. That's how we put it back. That's the avodah of being megala, the vovke b'shleimus, comes through the Midas HaBitachon. If so, we realize why Yosef is the avodah of Chodesh Adar. We spoke about it in Chodesh Cheshvan a little bit, that Yosef HaTzadik, it says in Medrash and Parshas Miketz, Baruch HaGeva Sheyiftach B'Hashem V'hoya Hashem Miftachoy Zeh Yosef. Yosef is called the Boteach B'Hashem. Yosef is called the Baruch HaGeva Sheyiftach B'Hashem V'hoya Hashem Miftachoy. So the Avoida of Chodesh Adar, which is the Avoida of Bitachoyin, is a direct kesher to the Avoida of Yosef. That's the Nixkashrus, that the Chodesh of Adar is connected to Yosef. Why? Because the Lamaisidik Avoida in Chodesh Adar is the Avoida of Bitachon. That is the Nekuda. So we understand that Bitachon is the Tikkun in Sinas Chinam. We understand Bitachon is Mekarev the Geula. We understand Bitachon is Maslim the Vavke. And we understand Bitachon is also to be Moide and Mizvada Temevishten. I want to add one more Nekuda, Nifla. Nekuda Nifla in the Shem of Chodesh Adar, which I saw in a Sefer, a Remez on the Shem, and I think that it has a very big kesher with what we are saying. In the Shira, we say, Ozi v'zimras ka v'hi li Yeshua, ze keli van veyu. Yeshua ends with a hey, ze ends with a hey, keli ends with a yud, van veyu ends with a vav. The Tziruch of Chodesh Adar. Keli, Yeshua, Ze Keli Vanveyu. Very nice remes. It says in a Kadman, I don't remember where I saw it. I saw it in a Sefer from a Kadman, I don't remember now where. Ober, what lies in it in Aveda? Rashi says Vanveyu, one touch, Va'avne Le Beis Magdisha, Vanveyu is Binyan Amigdosh. Another touch in Vanveyu is Asaper Noyoi Vishvachoi. Shteitach Mamish, exactly everything that we spoke about lies in this Rosh HaTevis. Ze keili vanveyu asaper noyoi vishvachai, hei neim yoidu v'yivarchu, koila nishoma ta'alol, asaper noyoi vishvachai, what will be the goyrim in that? Vanveyu v'avne lei beis magdisha, the avoid of chodesh Adar, of bringing back the beis hamikdash and bringing the geula. So we realize that that's the avoid of Adar. We also spoke that brings simcha. I just want to add one more nekuda in a proof or maybe an avoida where we see that adds simcha. The Sifri Zutos tells us, on the pasuk ubiyoyim simchaschem, says the Sifri ubiyoyim simchaschem elu ashabosis. We know what all the svarim ask. There's no mitzvah of simcha Shabbos. Yontif, we have a mitzvah of simcha. How do we understand ubiyoyim simchaschem elu ashabosis? In the Siva Shalom it says, Hadavar Poshut, that the touch is that you're be'etzem b'simcha. It doesn't mean there's a chiyuv simcha. It means it's a day of ultimate simcha. Why is it a day of ultimate simcha? What brings a person to ultimate simcha? If we realize what it says in Bas Ayin, and in other Talmidim of the Rebbe from Lublin, that Shemitah is bitocha in every seventh year, Shabbos is bitocha in every seventh day, the ki'ilu kol melachtecha asuya of Shabbos is bitocha, and I will add to it a dover poshut, it's shteit in chavis havavis, that menucha and bitocha go together. It's not shaykh menucha zokta chavis havavis, without bitochin. A person who doesn't have bitochin can't find menucha. If so, the chiev of menucha Shabbos is mechayev bitochin. That chiev of menucha is mechayev bitochin. Maybe that's the reason why Yitzos Shabbos v'yontif is not in the cheshvan. And a person is mechuyev to give Shabbos v'yontif even though he doesn't know where it will come from, because that's avodas habitochin. Where does a person show his bitochin in the Eibishter? If a person is able to live Shabbos not like his standard, he'll live Shabbos above his standard. Why? How? Bitochin in Eibishter. Levu alai vani pereya. There's no greater bitochin than to be falozich that the Eibishter will pay back his chayves. Levu alai vani pereya. Because that's avodas habitochin of Shabbos. Because that's the tnai in menucha. That's the tnai in menucha. That's the teretz in the kasha that all the nesnoyse kelim and shulchan aruch are busy with. Asay Shabbat chachol v'al tetzdarich lebrius. The teretz is there's two people. There's a person that is betochen tells him levu alai v'ani pereya. There's a person that is betochen is that he can't do that and asay Shabbat chachol because his menucha it won't be if he does the other way. That depends where his midas habetochen is holding. But yeh mashiyeh, that's avodas haShabbos. Is bitochin. If we realize that that's avodas haShabbos is bitochin to get menucha, then we realize that ubiyoyim simchaschem elu haShabbosis. That's exactly where we reach Shabbos. We reach Shabbos ultimate simcha because we have bitochin. Menucha v'simcha er laYehudim. Menucha and simcha they go together. The two menucha is because of bitochin, and memela I have simcha. That's the avodah. That's the avodah. Maybe we can add, was that a pshat in a posik, soif pashas kiseitze, v'hoye bo niach Hashem elekech alecha mikoloi v'echa misoviv, that the sfasemes taiches bo niach from loshem menucha, that the tnai mechias hamolek is bitochain, so you need v'hoye bo niach, you need menucha, because without menucha, it's impossible for a person to be able to achieve a mechias hamolek. That's why the Torah says, V'hoya ba'aniach. So we realize that that's another nekuda of simcha that has a kesher to bitochin that we see in the avodah of Shabbos, and that's the nekuda of menucha that comes out from the bitochin. Bekitzer, so coming back to the avodah of Chodesh Adar, the Eibishter gave us two others. The Eibishter gave us a double Chodesh. Two others. Tonight is the Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael's Yahrzeit. I saw in Beis Yisrael a new Havana in the two others. What's pshat in two others? What do we have from two others? He tells us Adavar Poshut about Adavar Omuk. In one other, we have a double job. In one other, we have a double job. In two others, it's easier for us. What does that mean? Well, we mark them a posik in today's parasha. Va'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'seicham. Zok the Avodas Yisrael, the Oyev Yisrael, the Er Yitzchak, maybe more. Those three svarim, I could just tell you, all touch the same way. Va'asu li migdash means you have to make achana. Migdash is from the Lashon achana. Ayay akadesha hi be'inayim is the taich, the mizumon, the mechen. So migdash is achana. I will make the v'shachanti b'seicham. You have to make achana. The v'shachanti b'seicham comes from alamayla. So be'etem, there's two avodas. There's avod of achana, and then there is the v'shachanti b'seicham. In two others, shteitem beis Yisrael, chodesh aleph is achana, chodesh beis is lamaisa. It's detailed in two. We find in the Megillah, Hayomim O'Ela, Niskarim V'Nasim. Every year you have to do Niskarim V'Nasim in one Chodesh. This year it's split. The first Chodesh is Niskarim, the second Chodesh is V'Nasim. We have a different look at the two others. We have an extra time to do an Avodah. We have split Avodah, an easier Avodah, an Avodah that's easier. Maybe we can base it on the Mashah, that the 2 months are Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe and Ephraim are the 2 months. So we have to split the Avodah as one Avodah being Menashe's Avodah and one Avodah being Ephraim's Avodah. In Bitochain, there are two parts in Bitochain. There's a part in Bitochain of realizing that you don't have on what to falazach, and there is a part of Bitochain that you realize you do have on what to falazach. There's a Bitochain on realizing that the world you can't realize, you can't falazach on. There's a betochain of realizing first that you don't have what to realize on. To realize that all that the world has to offer, you can't rely on it. That's one avoda betochain. To see the fallacy of being a beteach ba'adam, that's one fallacy. Then you could be zoicha to be a beteach ba'ashem. Every year and other, you have to do both avodas at one time. This year, the other and the other are split. The first other is the Aveda of seeing that the Beteach Ba'adam doesn't work. Noshani Elikim. The Aveda of seeing that it won't work, the Adam. You can't use the world to achieve anything. The second other will be able to elevate ourselves to become Beitchim Bashem. So the Aveda is split Aveda. The first other, we have the one chelik of the Aveda and the Bitochain. And the other, we have the second Aveda Bitochain, which makes life a much easier life. And we're able to have a double Aveda B'Simcha. One Simcha of patterning ourselves, of the relying on things that are not reliable. That's one Simcha. That's a Simcha for itself. That's the Marben B'Simcha of Chodesh Adar Aleph and the Marben B'Simcha of Chodesh Adar Beis, of becoming the true Beteach Ba'ashem. And we all realize that if the Betochain is the Sibba of Churma Migdash, with the Inyan of Betochain Ba'ashem, we can be Zeicha to bring back the Geula B'mehera B'yamein.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.